All right.
Blog
I would like to welcome
Radio.
Everybody. Damn serious, cousin. I would like to welcome everybody to the Bulls 2 Cents. It must be Friday night, 7:30, man. And here you have to get mad if you're going to take action. Don't forget to call out. Call in numbers 347-989-1084. We'll see you in a few minutes. Can't wait to hear from you. Tonight we are talking about price gouging and pharmaceuticals and whatever else comes up. Talk to you soon.
The following broadcast deals with controversial subjects. The theories, opinions, and beliefs expressed are not the only possible interpretation. Listeners are urged to research the information, research the footnotes, and or source material, and make up your own mind.
I want you to get mad!
Is not the greatest country in the world. Categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies.
Like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. Welcome to the Bulls 2 Cents. This is the place where you get angry in order to take action-based solutions. Here, you can get whatever you want off your chest. Here, in the bull ring, you can say whatever you want. There is no censorship here. However, each individual is responsible for the words that they speak, and we will hold you accountable if step over those lines toward aggression and violation of non-aggression principles and self-ownership and freedom and all these things here, man. But we have to get mad if we're going to take action. And I am so glad everybody is with me this evening for at least 1 hour. And tonight we are talking about this individual who thought it would be a good idea to take a pharmaceutical pill that people need to help and aid with recovering from HIV and cancer. and hiked the price up about 5,000% from $1,350 to I think it was well over $750. But we will get to him in a minute. I just want to say a couple of things. The call-in number is 347-989-1084. Call in, tell us anything you want before you head out to the club, before you head out to go party. Hell, you might even be at the party and need to vent and say something, man. Call in and, hey, you might even be at happy hour. Call in, get whatever you need off your chest, man. This is the place to do it, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, man. I'm so glad that we have this forum to do such a thing for people to come and just let go, man. Let it all out and then move on and hopefully do something about what their gripe or complaint is about. So with that said, again, 347-989-1084 is the call-in number. Hit number one on your keypad. That lets me know that you got something to say. And we'll let you we'll give you some time, man, to say what you need to say. And we'll move on to different things and hopefully not be as angry when we go and do them. There's a big event happening this weekend, and I didn't realize it until I actually got to converse with some of my friends, people I consider friends that I like talking to, and I love to hear what they have to say. We do have a big event that's rare in our lifetime. It comes around not too often. It's a blood moon, one. Two, it is... Well, but, okay, it's a blood moon, a harvest moon, and a super moon, okay? But they call it the full moon, the lunar eclipse, and the lunar perigee. So the full moon, obviously, is, you know, that time when the moon is full and we can see it. Then there's going to be a lunar eclipse where it will shadow the Earth. And then you have the lunar perigee where it is the closest that it's going to be to the Earth in its elliptical rotation around the Earth. So that's exciting news, man. It's something that happens, and I was doing a little research, and this is what's got me excited about this event, is that supposedly it is a time where dimensionally, spiritually, whatever you want to call it, man, the Earth sheds its old world and the new world emerges. So we're talking about consciousness, man. We're talking about on this day, on that night, or whenever it's going to happen. I believe it's Sunday, and it rolls into early morning on Monday. You know, there's something there. There's an energy. So if you get a chance, go out and check it out, and hit me up afterwards during the week, and let me know what you experienced, what you observed, man. I felt something like this coming. It's a rare event. You know, I'm excited about it. So it's good to start the show off with something that excites me rather than pisses me off. And I'm happy to share that with you guys. And, you know, hopefully you go out and check it out. Now, moving on to our main topic here. And don't forget, hold on, I got some admin stuff I need to get out of the way. Don't forget the website, man, www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. You can hit us up and find our links to anything social media related. You can check out our current hosts. We just started an event page on there where you can actually go and see which shows come on at what time. We're going to keep up with that, and we're trying to take it to the next level and make it look beautiful and user-friendly, and all that great information that we have on the shows packed in there. And we're looking to edit audio to make it sound a little bit better than what we sound like live on the Blog Talk Radio. So maybe it's a more auditory pleasing to hear that. Because I've listened to some of the playbacks, and it's like, wow, I am so happy that people stick around and listen to what we have to say. So we're going to step that game up audio-wise and everything. So a lot of good things coming, man, a lot of things that I feel like I get to rave about rather than rant right now, and I'm excited about it. And we got a bunch of great people working on different things within TCRN. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, thanks everybody that's pitched in and helped out, man, and donated equipment and money and all that stuff to keep this thing going and for us to improve it as much as we can with what we have. And just thank you for all the information that everybody's put out to us. So there's my rave for this episode. I mean, usually I don't get to a rave. I'm too busy ranting. So just thank you for everybody and all the listeners. Thank you again for your support, man. I love doing it and I love hearing your feedback and it's great. And I love talking to all of you, man. So now we're going to move on to the main topic that we are here for tonight that pissed me off this week, man. You know, this guy, I was having a conversation with my wife and she brought this up. Queen Bull brought this up and she says, hey, you know, there's this guy out there that, you know, he's a young cat and he bought this pharmaceutical company and he took this old pill that people kind of need for when they're I believe it's for recovery of HIV and cancer. And he took it from $13.50 to over $750 per pill. Okay, so that translates to the people that need it, who probably are, you know, middle class, the lower class, because the pill is going to be $750. That's going to bump them down, and it's going to be harder for them to get access to the drug that they may need to help them with either of those things. So is this just business? You know, this is the question that I need to ask myself. Okay, he's a business guy, obviously, and he's talking business. So let's look at this. Let's look at this from his standpoint. He sees an opportunity to make a lot of money. Now, granted, he's already a millionaire, but, you know, people who have a lot of money like that, they just want to keep accruing more and more and more. So the question we have to ask is his action aggressing against other people? Will his actions result in the death of others? Would it result in the suffering of others? These are the questions that we have to ask. And it's not that I'm picking on this cat, man. It just happens to be something that was mentioned to me, and it got under my skin because every day we big companies and these big corporations doing things like this. And you know, if you sit back and you look, well, how does it affect other people? All right, because as we know, with self-ownership, non-aggression, these types of axioms and principles, that these are the standards for effective morality, okay? So we have to put it through that. And a lot of the times it doesn't hold because they violate these axioms and principles because they have to make that money through the suffering or through the labor or through whatever that's harmful to people. So when we talk about non-aggression, we're talking about an action that doesn't injure someone else, that doesn't damage someone else's property, or doesn't keep them from performing an action that would be considered right. Okay, so he's causing injury to people by hiking up these prices, correct? And if he's doing that, then that's a wrong action. Okay, so there's an article that I wanted people to check out in the New York Times, all right? And for all you non-believers, there's something credible for you. You think, you know, you need something credible. You don't adhere or don't believe in alternative media. Okay, here's the New York Times, all right? And the article was written September 22nd, 2015. Martin Shkreli, the mercurial man behind the drug price increase that went viral. Okay, so this guy, he is 32 years old. He is the founder of two drug companies, which has proven to have, and he's proven to have a sharp eye for obscure drugs that he's turned into lucrative money makers. All right, this is how he's doing this. He's putting deals together with other investors, and you know, that's how he's making his millions. So there's a little, just a snippet of his background. I do believe he was managing and running a company. I think I saw an article, I don't know if it's true or not, like at 16 years old, doing craziness down on Wall Street. So we know if he was doing that, then where his background comes from and where his priorities are is money, and not you know, who he steps on or who he hurts on his way up. You know, as soon as he found out about this this drug, it's his company and his investors, Turing Pharmaceuticals, they snatched up the 62-year-old drug, acquired it, and price hiked it from $13.50 to $750 a pill. Okay. Now that's a huge increase, especially for someone who's used to paying the $13.50. Now they're having to pay $750. And I'm not big on the insurance thing. I don't know what gets covered, but I'm pretty sure it's not the whole $750. Okay. So here's someone who grabbed something up and said, let me just throw a huge price on it and see who pays for it. Obviously, we know there's not too many people out there that can afford $750 a pill, okay? Especially when you're used to paying that lower price. And then all of a sudden, almost overnight, you see that price jump, man. To me, that's messing with people who rely on this thing and taking advantage of. Okay, that's akin to being the only person with water, charging everybody all their possessions so they can get a drink of it. Okay, it's akin to it. It's not the same exact thing, but it's akin to it. So I mean, it's this is something that's it agitated the crap out of me. I mean, I hope it agitated the shit out of everyone else. You know, because that's just opportunistic asshole douchebaggery. Okay. Hey, Mr. Whatever the fuck your name is, because I can't pronounce it right. The people called, man. You're a douchebag, okay? To make money off the suffering of other people is a cowardly thing to do. And if you think it's just all business and the dude's just trying to make money, you know, there's another article that was written, and he's talking about, he's gonna lower the price a little bit, okay, just a little bit, but he tries to defend himself on social media, and one of the people asked him, you know, how do you manage to sleep at night? And he says, well, you know, Ambien. Okay, that's a douchebag move, dude. When you do douchebag things, people are gonna want to hold you accountable for your douchebaggery, okay? So quit being a douchebag, or you're going to have to accept what your actions have, why your actions have enraged everybody, because you are feeding off the suffering of other people. Okay, you are what we would call something of an energy vampire. Okay, that's what you are. You're a douchebag energy vampire. Okay, and then on other parts of his social media, on Twitter, someone said, you don't care, you're a millionaire, but there are middle-class people out there who will be in debt for decades just to pay. And his response is, ain't my fault. Okay, I get the whole business aspect of it. I get that you're a fucking douchebag, but to be an asshole to people when they simply ask you a question, or they state or they give you a statement of fact, to respond the way you do, is fucked up, man. I don't know about any of you out there, but you know, I would love to talk to this cat one-on-one. Of course, the only way that you could talk to him is a back and forth, if he decides to talk to you on social media. This is what we don't see a lot of, but it happens all the time. And if you can't see that, then you need to put the fucking the phone down, the iPad down. You need to turn off your computers and the games or the TV or whatever you're doing. And or you can take those devices and you need to use them and research and look into some of these things, man, because this guy isn't the only one doing it. He's only out in front because, you know, he's a 32-year-old cat who, you know, doesn't mind being a douchebag to distract from the other douchebags. Okay, so he's kind of like the, we'll call him the poster child for the douchebags. Okay, you know, a lot of people might say, hey man, quit attacking him and calling him names and all this. Look, his actions speak for itself. Okay, fuck that dude. All right, it's one thing to say, hey, I'm going to start a company and I want to make some money. Produce a product that people want. However, you need to produce a product that they are willing to pay that amount for. And if they can't afford it, it shouldn't be a detriment to their life. Okay, these are people that rely on these types of drugs to function, to get over whether it be chemo or, you know, a certain type of therapy or whatever. They need these drugs, all right? It's not, I want that. Can I buy it or can I save up to buy it? This is a necessity for some of these people. And, you know, I'm just spitballing here, but I don't know too many millionaires. And if I did, I don't think they would even pay that price for a pill. Okay. I'm just saying. So if they're not willing to do it, then what makes you think that the normal average Joe is willing to do that? You know, I just don't understand that yet. These are the type of people out there that drain the world of that that positive vibration, man. It's something that turns people from being, oh, okay, I can get what I need and I can live my life and I'm good to go, to, oh, now all of a sudden I have to try and, you know, possibly even take out a loan to pay for something to keep you healthy and to keep you going. You know, that to me is a coward, and you know, that it just pisses me off to no end, man. You know, there's this thing that I wish we could do. It should be, you know, they used to talk about, you know, back in the day in the Roman times, they had the gladiatorial games and all this stuff. We should have gladiatorial debates. Okay, where someone does something in the public realm and it's considered wrong, or people may consider it wrong, that person needs to go and stand before, you know, another person, and they need to just hash it out verbally, not a screaming match, not anything of that nature. I am talking about straight up, here is what you are doing. This is what we are accusing your actions of being. Defend them, you know, because if you can't and you respond like this, then guess what? That should be grounds for action being taken against you. That's how a judicial system should work, not this let's arrest motherfuckers and throw them in a cage and assault them and all that good jazz, which I talk about all the fucking time. But actually standing in front of people and defending yourself, and that humility of, oh my gosh, I just did something that is wrong. Everybody sees it's wrong, and I can't defend myself. I would love to do something like that, man. But nobody wants to step in the bull ring, man. Nobody wants to step in the bull ring, because I got a shitload of people who got my back in case I can't come up with something. Who do you got? You know what I'm saying? I got all these positive people around me who understand what's going on. Let's take that to somebody. Let's work on that. That is my challenge to all the listeners out there. Let's work on something like that. When somebody does something that is just fucked up like this guy does, let's petition someone to find out if we can get that individual to have an open forum debate in the public with, you know, a live broadcast. All right, let's have them defend their actions. And if they can't defend their actions, then let's start the boycott or whatever it needs to be. All right. I have an action-based solution to this, but I see we have a caller in the queue that has something to say. So I'm going to bring this cat on. All of you know him. He is the host of Taking Off the Blinders, Mr. Randall Kraus. What do you have to say on this issue, sir?
Yeah, that just sounds like par for the course for any of the, like you said, the cat started young in Wall Street and that just sounds like par for the course for someone who was brought up around those types of people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, just, it's funny, man. Me and my wife have this conversation all the time. I'm like, you know, we could have been millionaires, you know, but we have a moral compass and we just, there's no way that we could screw people out of anything. There's no way that we can operate like that. And, you know, people will say, well, that's the difference between you and them. And that's fine. I don't need $1 million because I still have a good conscience. You know what I'm saying? So what do you think about that, about people who insist on going out and making everyone's life miserable in order to make that money, that money.
That's the core group of people that I speak about, like on my show, about like the elitists and international bankers. They just, it gives them joy to watch others' misery. And money is just a means to an end for power. It's just power for them. And the more money they accumulate, the more power they get, and the more violence and just all out absolute, just do anything you want to, like suffrage they put on people. And, you know, it's like they get off on it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And that's pretty sick. You know what I mean? To enjoy or get fulfillment off the suffering of others is, I can't even fathom it. Like, I picture them sitting there watching someone die and having a big smile on their face, you know, or getting excited in a weird way when they see someone suffering. You know what I mean? I don't know what those people are called. Do you know what those type of people are called?
No, I don't know, like, the actual word for it. Like, there's necrophiliacs and all that. Like, I don't know what's the scientific word for it. But, like, if you Google things, like, with Bill Gates, where he's talking about, like, sterilizing and depopulizing Earth, and dude's got smiles, like, a smile on his face. Like, it's fun to him.
Yeah, I mean, the problem that I have is I can't put myself in their shoes, okay? I can't. You know how when someone's hurt and they're suffering and you know, bad things are happening to them, you can relate to that, right?
Yeah.
You can sympathize, you can empathize, you can do all that, right? But when it comes to this, man, I can't fathom doing that to someone. You know what I mean? Like, I can't fathom performing an action that I know will lead to someone's death or would lead to someone suffering more than they should. You know, I just don't get that. I mean, is that something that you maybe you feel as well or you experience as well?
No, like I feel like exactly the same way as you. Like I can't really put myself. The only thing I can even come up logically is they're not even human. Because most normal people like you and I, like you said, we can't put ourselves in those shoes to just watch somebody, you know, be destroyed and, you know, suffer and just get pleasure out of it. It's like, just think, these people have to, you start to get the feeling not even human.
Yeah, well,
like,
I mean,
you have no compassion.
Yeah, and that's what makes us us, is love, care, compassion. And when we do stray from those things, we have what's called we are embarrassed or we are ashamed. We feel these things because we know that we did something wrong, where they don't have that, it seems. It's a psychological thing. It's a sickness. It's a brain what do you call it? It's the brain's damaged. Obviously, there was some trauma there where they didn't learn or they forgot how to feel for others. You know, I think we've touched base on some of the psychological things in our personal lives and just conversing with each other. Trauma-based mind control is one of them, right? So what happened to the cat, you know, in his past that he needs to be a douchebag and buy something that people need, own it, and say, hey, I'm going to jack up the price for 5,000%. You know, what kind of things you think might have happened to this dude, you know, growing up or whatever? I mean, if you look at a picture of him, I can kind of see him doing what you just talked about with Bill Gates, with smiling when people ask him these questions and, you know, thinking it's funny. And, you know, it boggles my fucking mind that people do this shit, you know? Give me your thoughts just real quick on initially when I first spoke of this, or maybe when you first heard of this, what were your thoughts? How did you feel emotionally?
Honestly, the first thing I thought when I had, because I'd seen a post on Facebook and I thought it was bullshit, then I was talking to some friends about it at work and come to find out it was real. And the first thing that came to my mind was typical. That's just typical. If I was like, it was just, I don't know, like I get enraged. Like, it's like, really? Like, that's just normal. Like, these people don't stop. It's like, where are people just going to draw a line and be like, you can't do that shit. You're violating other people. You're hurting them. You got to stop. Like, I don't care if it's for your financial profit. Your financial profit is killing us. Like, if that doesn't matter any. Like, and people, and they just go on about it like, yeah, well, it's like, really? Like, this. People are doing this shit all the time. It's got to stop.
Yeah, man. But the thing is it's become, people have been desensitized by it simply because of, we can only, if we just go back to a Desert Storm. Remember when Desert Storm happened, man? I don't know where you were or how, you know, what you were doing, but I remember it. And I remember all we saw was, you know, war on TV. It was war, right? And we got desensitized to it. Like, hey, you know, that's, you know, I've seen that before. No big deal. Where at first it was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe this is happening and that's happening, right? So, do you think that that's part of the problem? Is people are fucking desensitized because they watch, they've watched so much news showing pain and suffering that it just doesn't matter anymore? Like, people just brush it off?
Yeah, I think that's got a big reason to do with it. And people who are doing this stuff, they know that. They just, yeah, that said, through the education, through the media and education, they desensitize people. And it becomes like that's the norm, and people just blow it off. Because as long as it's not them, they're not worried about it. It's keeping people against each other, and like, when you would actually come together and not be desensitized and have compassion for your fellow man, like, people would actually kind of want to do something then, more than just like, oh, well, you know, oh, that's kind of bad.
Yeah, definitely. And here's a little experiment to see how desensitized you are to it, because when I first started realizing this, I would flip through the channels, and I said, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and find something on TV that doesn't have violence in it. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. So I would start at HBO. All right. And almost everything on there had violence in it. And I was like, wow, I can't find a show. This was on a Saturday night. So I got through the HBOs, and then I went through the independent film channels you know, all these different channels, and I'm like, I cannot find anything without somebody stabbing someone or shooting someone or beating the crap out of someone. Or that was an awakening in its own right there, of like, when people around the world say you are a violent culture, and I'm like, no, not really. I think it's all on the individual. But when you look at what's being thrown at us on the television, it's like, holy cow, no wonder they think that. Because it was funny. I was watching The Last Night of the Museum with my daughter the other day, and the security guard, what happened was they had to travel to England So Ben Stiller's character traveled to England, and the security guard there was like, hey, you're a security guard in America. How is it with your nunchucks and your ninja sword and all that stuff? And, you know, I wonder if that's – is that truly the picture that they paint of us simply because of the shows that we watch? What do you think?
Yeah, well, one thing I was going to bring up, like you were talking about the violence, and notice all the violence you see is Hollywood and sensationalized. It's not real violence. It's not – you might – they might – happen to show you us dropping bombs in over in Iraq. They don't show you the actual bodies, though. That would make people be like, oh my God, no, I'm not supporting that. Once they see what it really looks like, then people quit being desensitized. They've just sensationalized it, and they make it look good. That's not what death really looks like.
No, it isn't. And people who are on my personal Facebook page, if you go to my photos, all right, and I think I put Army, I think it's labeled Army. The album is called Army or something like that. Go there. I have, you know, the body bags that were piled up. I have pictures of, you know, IEDs that went off. I have all those things on there. So you want to see what real violence looks like, just go ahead and check those out, okay? It's not glorious. It's not this, it's not 300. Let's put it that way. All right. It's none of that crap, man. There's glory. Okay. There's no, cool factor. Ooh, look at me. I'm freaking cool. No, there's none of that crap. Okay. All that shit goes out the window. Once, you know, the bullets start flying, the bombs start going off, brother. All right. That's that Hollywood bullshit, that sensationalization that you're talking about, man. You know, like every war movie you watch, you're like, you get inspired. You're supposed to get inspired because look what they did. And, you know, it all for, you know, the sticks and that. And it's like, dude, it's not like that at all, man. It's pain. It's suffering. It's death, my man. It's death. And in every war, there is an aggressor and there is the ones who are defending themselves. And I hate to break it to everybody, but the aggressors, man, we not defend shit. If you think we're defending anything, man, please call in 347-989-1084. Tell me what the fuck we're defending, okay? I really hate these ignorant fucking assholes who don't know shit about shit, and they come in and they're like, oh, well, everything we do is we're defending freedom. No, we are taking freedom, motherfuckers. We are taking lives. We are murdering. When you just don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And I'm not saying join the armed forces and to get that experience and find out what the fuck I'm talking about. Just go ask a combat veteran. Okay? Just go ask a combat veteran if it's glory and worth all the shit and if we're actually defending anything. All right? That's all you have to do is ask. I guarantee you they will be glad to tell you what the fuck is going on. Hell, ask me. Ask Randall. All right? Call in to any of our shows, man, and we will lay it on the line for you and tell you the truth, man. That's how we operate. Because we've personally observed that which is. And that which is we don't defend fucking shit. Okay? So all you assholes out there that think that, we're defending freedom or we're bringing democracy. Democracy is not freedom. I don't know where people got that idea that freedom equates to democracy or democracy equates to freedom because it doesn't. All right? And if you still think that, then you have been duped. Get up off your ass. Drop the fucking games and the iPads and all the other fucking distractions. Try and prove us wrong. That's what I want you to do. Try and prove us wrong because that's going to make you get up off your ass and do your own research. I want you to prove me wrong. There you go. Prove me wrong. Randall, your thoughts on that real quick about what we're really defending.
Pretty much people like, oh, we need democracy. The majority needs to rule. Well, all right, I got one for you. If you're going to let the majority rule, I'm going to brainwash them to believe what I want to believe. And guess what? They're going to do what I want. And you ain't going to get what you want anyway. I'm not saying I'm going to do that, but that's what can happen. When you have a mob, all you got to do is get somebody to be able to brainwash the mob. Mob rules. That's democracy.
Yep, in a nutshell, man. That's simplistic, dude. You know, and but people think it's this big, complicated thing, man, and it's not. That's as simple as you can get of what when people say, oh, well, we're spreading democracy. No, you're not. That's not what you're doing at all. Okay, and I'm sorry to break it to you, and I know people have a hard time with that. But again, 347-989-1084, prove me wrong. At least you're up off your ass looking into something, okay? Rather than just sitting there like a mindless zombie and outsourcing your thinking to whatever you have in front of you at this particular time, okay? I'm not telling you to believe what I say. I'm not telling you that I am 100% right and you are wrong. What I am telling you is here's my observation. I have human principles, which are self-evident truths, which I can rely on for standards of morality and for dictating and what influences the boundary conditions of our behavior. Okay. I have all that stuff. I understand it. I know it and I understand it. Okay. And I can pretty much explain well enough to the point that I do not have contradictions and fallacies in what I say. I'm doing the exact opposite. I want you to go out there and prove me wrong, okay? Because you're going to find none of this information is new, dude, all right? There's nothing new under the sun, man. This is all stuff that has been out there long before we came along, okay? These are things that exist whether we accept them or not, all right? And that's the thing that people got to get through their head, all right? When this douchebag – someone like this is making money or, you know, building himself up on the suffering of other people, okay, that is a wrong action. But unfortunately, like we just brought up, people are desensitized to that shit, so they don't care. Another example of how desensitized people are is when that former pro tennis player got taken down by the NYPD cop. Nobody did shit. It looked like a straight mugging of someone, and people just walked by and didn't say anything. Well, one woman said something, but I mean, this is what's happening, and this is the problem, is nobody is taking action against wrongdoing. They are just allowing it to go, and when you allow something like that to go, they're going to keep doing it, and they're going to get bigger and badder on it. They're going to expand the actions that are wrong against other people while you just stand there and record it and don't say shit and don't do anything. You have to fucking get mad, man, if you're going to do something. If you see something that's pissing you off and you know is wrong, man, do something about it. People say, oh, well, if you see cops beating down a guy who obviously didn't do anything, just beating him for no reason, are you going to step in the middle of it? Fuck yes, I'm going to step in the middle of it. Yes, absolutely. Because no matter how much Ambien I have, I'm not going to be able to sleep at night knowing that I could have at least done something. And that's how far you have to be willing to go if you see something like that. Like with this dude, man, I would love to run into him. And I'm not talking about doing harm to him. I'm talking about actually asking him questions, real questions, follow-up questions, calling him on his bullshit, okay? That's what we need to do, okay? That's where we need to start. That's positive action-based solution, 100%. You're not violently aggressing against anyone. You're not injuring anyone. You're not damaging anyone's property. You're not preventing them from doing an action that would be considered right, okay? You're not violating any of the axioms or principles. You're just having a discussion. And you're calling him out on his wrongdoing. And that's what we need to do. We have a bad problem of not doing these things. So this is the crux, man. This is, why people don't do what they do is because they're desensitized to shit like this. They're just like, that sounds about right. No, it doesn't. We need to talk about the shit. fuck, man. People are quick to talk about football, and they're quick to talk about, you know, any sport, their fantasy leagues. You know, they're quick to talk about mundane bullshit. Oh, how's the weather? Unless you're getting technical and talking about cumulus clouds and fucking, the energy of the electromagnetics of the lightning or whatever, dude. That is just some bullshit conversation. Okay? Let's talk about something real, man. Let's not talk about, how the dink won an Emmy and the Emmy was bigger than he was. Or an Oscar, whatever was just recently. See, I don't even know the difference. I don't even fucking care. But I'm just saying, I saw a picture, and he could have been the little dude that was on the statue. I'm just saying. These are rather than talking about that shit, let's get passionate like you do for your sporting events. Let's get passionate like you do for, you know, your favorite actors or whatever. And let's talk like that, man. Let's get emotional, because the only way we can take action is if we get mad. So if people would channel that energy toward real shit rather than that illusionary bullshit that they throw in front of you that divide conquers everyone, then, you know, maybe we could get somewhere. But there's not enough of us right now, man. Or there is a lot of us, and you guys aren't speaking up right now. You're just sitting back in the wind. You talk about being an activist, but you don't do anything active. You just sit on your computer and you post memes and you're like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. No, do something, man. You know how easy it is to set up an internet radio show now? Hell, I have spots open if you want to do that. If you want to be active, I don't care what your content is, what you want to do, do something. That you have to be active, man. That's what activism means. It doesn't mean sitting back and reposting other people's shit or, you know, nitpicking other people's research and stuff like that. I have gripes with a lot of people's research that I look up to. However, that's little nitpicking bullshit. In the overall scheme of things, it comes down to the axioms and principles that we observe in nature and the universe that dictate our behavior, okay? If there's little tweaks here and there that I don't agree with, fuck it, there's no reason to bring that shit up. We're not at that level yet. We can't fine-tune it yet because not everyone is the same page as the generalization of what we're talking about. So we can't get specific like that until we get everybody on. It's a process, man. You have to crawl before you walk, man. You can't just hit the ground running. I know a lot of people use that phrase. Shoot, we used to use it in the military. But that means hit the ground running because you already know what you need to know prior to hitting the ground. If you don't know any of that information prior to going in, then you're going to hit the ground and you're going to have to crawl. Okay? Because you have to learn what needs to be learned prior to moving forward. So this is just typical, I get it, and I understand, but we need to start doing something, man. And I think a good place to start would be calling this dude out in a public area, and let's talk about it so everybody can hear what you have to say. You can't hide behind the screen. You have to come in person, and you have to talk to this other person who wants to ask you questions face-to-face, all right? That's another thing, man, is the human factor. And I touch on this all the time. We have all this technology, but no one's using it. And another thing is we don't know how it works, you know, and it's being used as a tool of distraction for us for the most part. But there's some of us out there who actually use it to try and be active, okay? And this is proof of it right here. This is a manifestation in the physical realm of an abstraction, an idea that I had in my head, okay? And I've brought it to the physical world, all right? Because I said I need to be active and I need to at least get people to start looking into some of these things. Even, I don't care, you agree, disagree, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter, man. What you need to do is get up off your butt and stop outsourcing your thinking to someone else. Okay, that's the bottom line, and that's what's going on right now. And if that's too harsh for you, and if you can't handle that, then that's your problem. That's something you need to work on prior to moving forward, obviously. Okay, you have to understand the boundary conditions aren't magical pieces of paper. The boundary conditions of our that dictate our actions are not those magical pieces of paper that people say are arbitrarily binding upon you. The boundary conditions in which dictates our behavior for right and wrong action is the axioms and principles of the universe, of nature. These are the laws. Okay? These are the true laws. Not the mumbo-jumbo bullcrap that they say that you have to read this and follow those rules, otherwise we get to, do whatever we want to you, basically. You need to start understanding things like this, man. You need to go back to the beginning. We need to find out the root cause. We've proven, I believe, that we have proven many times on the TCRN, on the span of all of our shows and the content that we put out, that the root cause right now for the human condition being fear and accepting authority arbitrarily is the school system, the Prussian education system. And this is where it starts. And obviously this dude is a genius. He probably dropped out of school and all that stuff, but he had somebody mentoring him, apprenticing him and showing him, hey, you don't need to feel for these assholes. Who cares about this? Is probably the conversation they had, and I'm not saying that it is the conversation, but it could go a little bit something like that. By the way that we seen them operate in the back, it's all about making your money, about making building yourself up. It's a very egotistical and individual thing. And again, when I say stuff like that, I'm not talking about socialism and stuff like that. I'm talking about someone, an individual who is building themselves up. There's nothing wrong with that at all. If you produce a product that people are willing and voluntarily going to accept at a fair market value, because the people in a free market, a true market, determine the value and the price of things, not regulators and all these other factors that the government puts in. So an action-based solution to fight against this douchebag for hiking his prices up to $750 or whatever it was from $1,350 is to start making generic brands of this thing. Let's get all these companies or startups, man, and let's make a generic brand of this thing, right? And we'll sell it for, $1,050. We'll come in lower than what it was when it was at $1,350. Who do you think the people are going to go to when they need their pill? They're going to go to the companies who reasonably price their product or their service or their product and are willing to pay that amount. All right? They're going to go to someone who has got a 5,000% increase from the last price that they had set. Nobody's going to do that. And I think that's what we need to do to bring down these people who believe that they could profit off the suffering of others. Now, granted, you're going to profit by selling it even at $13 or $10. However, everyone can afford that. You're not making it so they can't get it. Obviously, you have people to pay in a company. Obviously, you have manufacturing costs, overhead, all these different things. All right. And if it could get covered by, that price, then you're good. People understand that. All right. I mean, it would be great in a perfect world. And I'm not talking perfect utopian world. I'm just talking about in a perfect world where people are still compassionate and have love and care. They would produce something and say, look, I'm not trying to be the richest person in the world. I just need enough to cover my expenses and to cover, for me and mine. That's it. If everybody took that approach, I think you would see that naturally you would have booming businesses. You have to look at it that in the you can't look at it from the markets how they are now, how the system is now, okay? Because obviously this system that we have doesn't work. But if you were to theorize of a absolutely true free market system that was based on reputation, true reputation, not one customer's pissed off here and there. I'm talking about if a company decides to, I don't know, set their computers on a car that they're building to give false readings on emissions, Volkswagen is a reputation flaw. That in a true free market system would people wouldn't buy that anymore. They wouldn't go and buy something from someone who is trying to defraud someone else. Okay, and that's what they were doing. They were defrauding. Granted, they were defrauding the government and the EPA. But let's just say that didn't exist. And we as a collective people of this planet said, hey, we can't have emissions go past this. And they did that. No one would buy their stuff anymore. Because you have to realize that the human condition would be different system. It wouldn't be the same as it is now, all right? And a lot of people need to realize that when we're talking about different types of system and theorizing about different types of system. You can't compare it to exactly what's happening now. You have to compare it as if there's a different mindset. There's a different way of thinking. Okay, so this guy, man, if you get a chance, look him up. There's New York Times articles, Washington Post. Just everybody has been writing about this guy in the last couple of days about how much of a douche he is for hiking up the prices and all that good stuff. But we're almost out of time. We got about 3 minutes left. 347-989-1084. If you got to get off your chest real quick, man, just call in and say, hey, fuck you. I'm going to the club. I'm going to go get fucked up. See you later. Anything, man. Doesn't matter. Just call in real quick. Press number one. I'll get you on within the next 2 minutes, and we'll be out. Kind of like a shout out, you know. I'm all about that. Bulls 2 cents. Hey, man. We got an Instagram account for the Trivium Cafe. If you go to www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com, there's an Instagram link there. You can link to our Instagram page. Go ahead and follow us there. If you want, man, go ahead. I want to start something up, man, to see if anybody wants to do it. Go ahead and give me your best one finger salute or two finger salute, saying that I'm number one selfie, or have somebody else take the picture for you and throw it up there, man. And as soon as we get our merch in, man, I'll throw you, we'll randomly pick somebody and we'll throw you a little something, man. So go ahead and do that for me, man. And hashtag, let's hashtag it the bull ring. We'll hashtag it, hashtag the bull ring on those Instagram pictures. So, make sure it's at us so we definitely get it. So, that sounds like something fun to do. Hope everyone has a good weekend. Don't forget about the lunar event that's happening on Sunday into Monday morning. Make sure you go out and check it out. I think it's going to be something special, man. And we need to, you know, experience something like that because it only comes around not too long in a lifetime. So not too many times in a lifetime, may I say. So, definitely. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and joining us, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us at the Bulls Ring. And it's been Raul the Bull and the Bulls 2 cents. Love you. Have a good weekend.
This is the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Is the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Is the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Visit us at Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Bringing you show you love, the Trivium Cafe, with Russell and Mass Formatic. In addition, we present King of the Blinders, hosted by Randall Crowd. Coming to you shortly. Some terror sound. Coming. hosted by Mathematics.